Mark, football can be the cruelest sport at times. How have you left this with nothing in hand?
We ran over 2-3 black cats on the way here. Went under a ladder. You know, it's incredible. I think, how have we not got anything from that game? It just beggars belief that... I mean, I know we've got to defend two set plays. Yeah. You know, ultimately, we've got to defend the two set plays. They get a free kick out of nothing. They put a ball into the box. I mean, it's a great delivery because we know Dak's got good quality in his feet. He's put a great ball in there and we haven't dealt with that. All of a sudden, you're 2-1 down. We get a chance right at the death and the keeper's thrown his arm up and I just don't know how he saved it. Yeah. You know, so even though you've made those mistakes and you've gone 2-1 down, you have another chance to score and we don't take that chance. And all of a sudden, he's made a save of the millennium. You know, it's absolutely incredible. We've done everything that we've controlled the game. We've made them change the shape at half time. They've had to make two substitutions. They still didn't have an impact on the game. We took the lead with a really, really good goal. They got back in it with a poor marking, basically just poor marking in the penalty area. And then we were on top. You know, we were on top and we looked like there was only going to be one winner. Just incredible. It is incredible. You're right. You know, at times it can be a cruel game, but let's just be positive and know that these are the top of the league and we've come to their backyard and we've outplayed them, you know, without a shadow of a doubt. So let's take the positives out of that because we can't do anything about the not taking of a point, and not even a point. You know, it's incredible, incredible.
How much does that hurt tonight?
Of course it hurts. It hurts everybody, you know, because ultimately we've not taken our chances and we've not defended. To emphasize, you know, the top of the league, that they're a decent side. I would say that they've only had probably 2 or 3 opportunities on our goal, again, and it is. It's galling and it's difficult to take because we were better than them. You know, we've done everything that we've spoken about, everything that we need to do to go and win a game, apart from go and stick it in the back of their net.
Yeah, is that? Certainly your first 45 minutes, but probably the game. Is that your best performance of the season?
I think we were really good. I think we were outstanding at times. You know, we control the game, the tempo of the game, where the ball went. We moved the ball across the grass really well. They played a diamond to start with 2 strikers. They came, they changed it and went to a 4-2-3-1 in the second half and brought 2 wingers on straight away. Didn't make any difference. We kept going at them. We kept moving the ball and creating opportunities. And yeah, we were good and we were really, really comfortable. That's got to be the positive that we can. It's the only positive we can take from it because there's no consolation for not taking the points. I just can't believe we haven't taken the points, all 3. But again, we've got to move forward with it and go to Chesterfield on Saturday and try and get the 3 points there. That's all we can do.
Jack King, is that light and shade for him? Best performance of the season for him, but then the mistake on the winning goal?
I think it's harsh with it. I think it's harsh with it because you're right. We've got to defend better. There's no two ways about it. I mean, the first goal from the corner, we've got to defend that better. The goal that came from a foul in the in our half that was about 35, 40 yards away. Bradley Dack comes and gets it. Defend it. You go and win the game. You know, because if that doesn't go in there, we score the goal at this end or at the opposition's end. He doesn't save it because they're not 2-1 up.
Momentum.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just that we're talking about fine margins again and being disappointed. But that's a football season for you. You know, it's how we react and how we respond. I thought we were good.
Trying to take a positive, how good was Scott Laird's goal? 2-2 for him. Now he said if he scores one, he'll score a few.
Outstanding, yeah. He was outstanding. It was a really, really good finish and one that we deserved. You know, we deserved to go in front. Just wanted to step on the gas a little bit more and go and see the job through. But yeah, he's capable, that's for sure. And I'm pleased for him because the technique was very, very good to keep the ball down in a fast moving ball on that surface.
You got Luke Williams out for a few minutes. How good was it to see him out there? I know it's hard under the circumstances.
Yeah, it was important that he gets involved as quickly as we possibly can get him involved, and he's done okay. The sending off allowed me to bring him in the middle. in behind Kevin Van Veen at that time and try and get him on the ball because they'd lost the sitter. Unfortunately, we didn't get on the end. I mean, there was chances and the chances going begging, and we just didn't get the ball down quickly enough to shoot. And then they blocked them, and we didn't take our opportunities. There were some in the first half even that we could have done better with and hit the target with. But like I say, that's where we're falling short at the moment.
Any injuries from tonight?
Just pride, I think. Just pride. Just devastated because that was a really good performance.